Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women become fully aware of their limiting beliefs and help them to shift those so that they can become happy, healthy, and free. So I am super excited to introduce Lex Vuko. Now, after more than 15 years in the fitness industry, Lex has changed her whole approach to health and weight loss. For Lex, she believes weight loss is not about weight. It's a mindset game. And she knows she's cracked the code. Lex's mission in life is to disrupt the health and weight loss industry by exposing secrets and lies they use to keep women unhappy, unhealthy, and overweight. And by helping women reach their desired weight permanently, so that they realize that they have been misguided by these industries and how they can take back their full control of their lives and their bodies. Well, welcome, Lex. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you've really demystified the whole weight loss battle and are helping women to finally maintain their ideal healthy weight. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to share it with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you have a very powerful, driven mission. So I love that. Now, you know, I'm curious here. You've been in, you know, the fitness industry for many, many years, but what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I've been in fitness industry for over 15 years. Like you said, I had a fitness studio in Nashville, Tennessee. And during my time as a fitness trainer, we did a lot of nutrition chat as well. But the main thing that stood out for me is women were not able to take compliments. They were horrible at the self-chatter. And when they would say things out loud as to how they felt about themselves, it was never a positive thing. We would even have moments where we, in the middle of training, we would stop to make sure that the lady takes a compliment just by saying thank you. Mm-hmm. And that was the first moment where it opened my eyes to ask myself, is this how I am? Am I unable to take compliments? Because all I see is these beautiful women that are spending majority of their lives feeling horrible about themselves. And that was really the first moment when I started shifting into, okay, it's not the workouts, it's not the food. What is it? And that's how I got into the mindset coaching.
Oh, you know, that is so sad, right? To hear women not even be able to take a compliment, like they aren't deserving of it. They don't feel like, no, you're just saying that. That's not really true. And so I love that awareness that you brought into the important work that you were doing within the fitness studio of helping people understand exercise and, you know, routines. But it sounds like just realizing that, hey, it's not about the physical activity as much as it is the inner work. So, yeah, which is huge. So how long have you had your focus on mindset, your coaching around that? And has that business mission or vision evolved since that started?
So I started implementing things here and there, even at the studio. For example, at the cool down, we would have a short meditation. I taught them some breathing techniques. So I started implementing things even then. But a few years ago, I held this nudge. I held this urge to sell the studio and move on. And that's what I did. I'm not against workouts. Obviously, they are a big part of it. It's just that I felt that my mission was changing. It was so much more than just workouts. And that's when I really took my leap of faith and jumped into mindset coaching. And at first, I wasn't even sure I want to stay in health and weight loss industries because mindset is so broad and there's so many ways to change lives. But then I realized that I actually need to combine all my passions, which is health and helping women feel great about themselves. And that's what truly created amazing results for clients who'd come in for weight loss, but we would actually work on the mindset and the inner chatter and limiting beliefs, and the weight would just come off. And it was never the issue once we changed the inner beliefs and once we started focusing on overall health.
Wow, that is powerful. It goes to show how much control we really do have, over our bodies, our wellness, our health. It's just hearing you talk about that big shift that so many women were able to finally achieve after probably years and years, right, of battling weight issues and this and that, and to realize that it's really in that inner game, that inner work. So when did you start your mindset coaching work?
I'm going to say that I officially started about 3 years ago.
Okay, great. And so staying within the health spectrum, because like you said, mindset drives everything from careers to just overall happiness,
Relationships, yeah, everything.
relationships. Yeah. But obviously you have a lot of roots within the health industry, so it makes sense that you're kind of staying anchored in that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in, transitioning into this new focus of, around mindset coaching?
Well, absolutely. Everything that I talk about when it comes to weight loss is totally against the mainstream, right? Everything that I stand for is completely against it. So, of course, the first time people hear it, because we're so brainwashed to hear about diet and exercise, you need to go on this diet and there's this diet and this one promises better results and then there's this workout regimen. And for me, I'm standing there going like, no, you're literally wasting your time. It's never going to happen. And it's not that I don't want to believe in you. It's just that I know how the brain works. And so the roadblocks are those that I'm actually swimming against the stream, but I stand by my goals. I stand by my mission and I stand by the truth that I'm sharing because I've done tremendous amount of research and studying when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to ingredients, when it comes to the body and how the brain functions. And I truly 100% believe in what I do, which is why I feel even more of an obligation to keep doing my work.
Yeah, that is a big upstream swim, but it's so interesting because you can so easily prove that it really is an inner game so frequently when you have somebody open to receiving that information. And I would think that would be one of the biggest challenges as well, is just somebody that has bought into, what we've been programmed to believe for so many years. To help somebody to release those old beliefs.
Yes. And that's a huge part of it is because at first, when I explained that there is no diet plan, that we are going to slowly start substituting things, at first, women are like, wait, what do you mean? What do I follow? How do I do this when I don't have rules?
Yeah, Lex,
But
you're crazy.
then, yeah, exactly. Because they're so afraid to make a mistake. They've been conditioned that we have to follow a diet plan. And then after about a week or two, they go, oh my God, this is the first time I feel empowered. Like I can make choices for myself and they are okay. I'm okay. That's a huge shift.
Oh yeah, that is really freeing, definitely. So, well, can you share maybe what you've done to help stand strong in such a big current that is going against you with the media and the health industry, those all those other, the advertisements about this diet and that diet? Are you just standing strong in your own voice and working one by one with people that are open, or what have you done to maintain your strength against this big current?
Well, I stand in my truth once again, because I so firmly believe that everybody should have the freedom to be free, to be happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. I stand by that work, and I have to do what I'm sent here to do, right? So I spread the word as much as I can, but also the results speak for themselves. And one thing that I do to distinguish myself and give people security right away is I guarantee results. When people enter my program, we actually guarantee results at the end of the program, provided that they have done what they're supposed to do.
Wow.
And not many coaches do that. Not many trainers do that, right? Like, they do maybe a 3 or 7 day money back guarantee.
Right.
But I'm so sure of this that I completely 100% stand by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's as good as it gets. I mean, provide that guarantee. That definitely does. And just honoring your own clarity and mission, you know, keeps you strong against the media and existing beliefs. So yeah, I love that. And Lex, you're obviously an expert at helping women truly take control, take full control over their bodies and their health, their weight, and in their lives. But I'm curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment, or, you know, the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
So when I had the fitness studio, that was a huge challenge for me. I would never want to sound salesy or pushy. And I actually had a successful business because of word of mouth, not because of any of my sales skills. However, a turning point for me was when someone said, again, this was when I was a trainer, they said, if you don't sell the person in front of you that needs you, somebody else, some bad trainer down the road, it has good sales skills and is selling them and doing a disservice to them. Mm. And you didn't do your job. And that really started changing in my mind as far as sales goes. I'm still going to say I'm still a rookie when it comes to that. And I'm still always fearful of sounding pushy. So my question to you would be, how do I not sound pushy when I have an obligation to sell someone in front of me? Because sometimes the person sitting in front of me, I see how much they need this and I know how much it can change them, but they may not trust themselves yet. They may not trust the process yet. So how do I not push them, but actually get them to sign up because I believe in them in the program?
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I can totally understand, you know, that passion and, you know, the confidence that you have is something that you own, but the person you're speaking with, they're coming through who knows how many years and years of trying and, you know, maybe yo-yo diets, their weight is up and down, or they're, you know, just not seeing the results. And so they have a lot of skepticism, right? Mm-hmm. That they're bringing to the table when they enter this conversation with you. So yeah, I'd be happy to give you a few insights here that will help you become more aligned with how to inspire somebody versus feeling pushy.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to, you know, and you did land on something that's really important, and it's trust, right? Trust in themselves, because they've tried so many things in the past that haven't worked. And so how can what you're saying even work? And so here's an interesting thing that in that conversation, in order to fully support your potential client in gaining that trust, is to take the time to have intentional questions that help them to connect with exactly what they've tried in the past. And you may do this already, but take it to the level of having them own the fact that it's always worked for a while, and why has something stopped working? Why has this worked for a while, and why did it stop working? And you'll be able to then illuminate the fact that it was It was mainly had something to do with their inner thoughts, with their belief. You will be able to help them identify that all these on and off, weight gain, weight loss, weight, you know, whatever the roller coaster has been in their past, you'll be able to shine light on the fact that really the reasoning that those past attempts have not failed have been because of the inner game that's going on. And once you're able to illuminate that and give them the clarity, then there's no convincing. You know, yes. It becomes very clear. And it's like, oh my God, Lex, you are right. You are so right. And when you are able to connect the dots for them as to this has not been because you've been on the protein diet and then you fell off and you went on to the avocado diet. And then you know, it hasn't been the diet. It's been the mind.
Right.
And the inner work. And in that moment of clarity, they will be excited to move forward with you. There will be no convincing. There will be simply alignment and excitement because they will now have the clarity.
I love that. That aligns with me, and that I love that so much. I've never heard that put it that way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great. Awesome. And I can't wait to hear how that works for you. Be sure to give me some feedback. I'm always curious to see how that lands in the real life, right? In
that absolutely.
But I think that provides you with a lot more clarity of how to approach, not convince, but inspire. And inspiration comes through clarity.
Yes.
And that leads to clearing that
Love
trust
it.
Issue. So yeah. Awesome. And, you know, speaking of on again, off again, and stress related diets and fads and yo-yo and this and that, well, the pandemic, right? It has presented such a big impact on so many different aspects of our lives and created so much stress and the feeling of being out of control, right? And a lot of your work is helping women to get back into control of their lives. So I'm curious here to hear you speak to the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do.
So it's actually put more importance on the work that I do, because at first, of course, everybody was freaked out. It was a big panic. Now it's kind of people are divided, but there's still a lot of reports showing that obesity is number one risk factor because it's the inflammation throughout the whole body. So now I'm seeing that people are starting to realize the importance of their overall health, of dropping the extra weight, of reducing the inflammation and maintaining and changing and maintaining the new lifestyle. So it's actually kind of boosted it and put more importance on overall health, which is exactly what I preach. Again, it's not just about dropping the weight. It's not about a diet. It's about overall health. And that's what my clients and I do. We focus on health. So I don't want to say, you know, it's been a great thing, but what I do, I always want to focus on the positive of every situation. And the positive has been that the people are more and more aware of what is the importance of the immune system, how much they can control that, how much the food, sleep, hydration, our environment, how much all of that has an impact, and then understanding that they actually do have the power to change their environment and to change their health.
Nice. You're exactly right. We don't want to say that the pandemic has been a good thing. It's been awful, right? But it has provided the opportunity for people to just stop and become maybe more aware, or at least realize, hey, something here is not working, and provide that space for the opportunity for somebody like you to, you know, support them through that next phase of raising their awareness of how they do have much more control than they ever thought. So
absolutely.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. So Lex, how do you work with women who want to finally have full control over their body, their health, and their lives? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach? I know you've already been speaking to that throughout our conversation, but how do you specifically work with women so that they can achieve full control?
The initial conversation, the initial consultation gives me a foundation, right? It helps me understand who I'm speaking with, what their fears are, what their goals are. I help them set clear goals because we, you know, everybody wants to lose some weight, but we have to get very specific about it. And I help them set that foundation. And then I have different programs anywhere from 12 to 24 months. 12 to 24 weeks, where I guide them through a process of truly changing their mindset. Things like a first week, we have a mind detox. There's a little booklet for them to read, and they actually cannot complain for a week. And
that's challenging.
Yes, it's eye-opening, it's challenging, and it's the first huge step to a transformation because they all come back saying, oh my God, yeah. I never realized how many negative thoughts I've had. Yeah. And so that's a huge one. And then we get things like food blessings, we get to meditations, we get to weekly group coaching and one-on-one coaching. We do have workouts online, live and recorded as well, but they're set up to be very easy to get going because we all know how it is to be motivated for a day, but it's not about being motivated for a day. It's actually about what I, in my coaching, called SCA, which is S-C-A, small, consistent action. I always give an example of if you were, you know, let's say you brush your teeth every day for, let's say, a minute or two. Why would you think that you would have the same effect if you were brushing your teeth once a month for 30 minutes? Like, we would all agree that's not a good oral hygiene, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what we do with workouts and food. We decide one day I'm going to do 5 workouts a week. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to eat healthy, and I'm going to get the gluten out. And it's like the brain's like, no, you're not. No, you're going to do that for a day, and then we're not. So it's also about guiding my clients how to do that easily. And we have these small weekly changes that they implement, and then I hold them accountable. They have me on a text message on WhatsApp, and we literally text each other sometimes all day long because they need to feel supported. They've been failed so many times by diets and by workouts and by, and they don't trust themselves anymore. So I help them start trusting themselves again through these tiny, tiny little tweaks in their days. And then that creates a whole momentum. I always say, like, if you look at the train, when is the hardest time to move a train? When it's still. It's the hardest to get it going. It takes the most effort. It takes the most energy. Once it's going, once it's rolling, it's much, much easier. It's the same with ourselves. If we take too much of a change, if we don't implement a small step forward and stick with it, mm-hmm. then we're not probably going to maintain it. Mm-hmm. Usually, if the pain is not great enough, we don't move in the right direction. It's only when the pain is great enough. So I'm helping women not having to wait that when the pain is great enough, not having to wait when the doctor tells them, hey, this is it, you're going to die, right? Like, we're trying to avoid that. We want to prevent that. We want to strengthen the immune system, drop the weight, and just be the healthiest that we can be, not only for ourselves, but for our families too, because the ingredients that they put in our foods that are unhealthy chemicals are actually changing our DNA and DNA of our children. And if that's not scary enough, I don't know what is. No. So my fight is to educate people, and especially women, you know, against these things so that they can be healthier and they can provide a healthier environment for their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is really powerful work. And I love your approach of just honoring the fact that the brain is going to say, we're doing that for a day and that's it. You know, you have to be grounded in the realistic transformation that is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's you know, it takes time to reprogram everything, you know, the inner workings, you know, your system, your physical system. I mean, to go and do a rigorous workout for one day, that's it. Okay, I'm done for the week. I love your approach of, no, we're going to do small, consistent action. So that is just brilliant. Yeah, it sounds like you've really dialed in a very realistic, doable approach that gets to the core of what trips people up.
Yes, thank you.
What prevents them from actually realizing and maintaining you know, the health and wellness that they want to achieve. So yeah, that's great. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, the website would probably be the best, or social media. So my name is all over social media. It's spelled differently, so that's usually easy to catch. Lex, it's spelled L-E-K-S, Vucko, V-U-C-K-O. And my website is womenssanaacademy.com. And that's two S's and two A's in between. So womenssanaacademy.com.
Okay. All right. So Lex Vucko on all the social platforms. We got Facebook.
Pretty much everywhere.
Instagram, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. TikTok. Yeah, LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. And then your website is Women's Sauna Academy. Now, yes. Can you spell sauna?
S-A-N-A.
Okay, that's what I thought. So Women's Sauna Academy, W-O-M-E-N-S-S-A-N-A Academy.
Yes.
.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And so they can learn all sorts of great information about you through social and your website. Fantastic.
Yes. And they can book a free consultation. This is not a salesy call. This is a consultation to see
well,
if
we know
this...
you and how you don't want to be salesy. So
exactly.
It's a free consultation.
Exactly.
No strings attached.
You'll definitely not feel pushy when it comes to that.
But there might be some clarity, no doubt, some clarity that's going to come through. So that's awesome.
True.
Okay, fantastic. So look for that free consult that's available through her website. So, well, Lex, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, right? The fitness studio, mm-hmm. as well as your coaching practice. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Mm-hmm. Well, the doubt of the ability to succeed may never go away. There is something called imposter syndrome. There's a fear of failure. There's a fear of success. We can go on and on. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to say is burn the bridges. I'm going to say do not have a plan B. And that doesn't mean you don't shift in what you're doing. But what I'm saying is every time I've met somebody who started a business and said, well, if this doesn't go well, I'm going to go get a job, they've always ended up going and getting a job. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean you jump into a business and you don't change anything and you never look back. That also takes some preparation. So if you're not starting a business just yet, plan things out. Give yourself a timeline. There will be a time that you're going to have to jump. There will be a time. You just have to. It's a part of entrepreneurship. It's taking risks. But do not rely on plan B if you want your business to succeed. Mm-hmm. You can tweak your business. You can change the direction. You can learn new skills. But if you have a plan B, you're always going to end up with plan B. So that is my biggest one, is burn the bridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that. And as you were talking, I just had this flash in my mind of, it's almost like saying, okay, I'm never, you know, I really want to get off of ice cream. I'm not going to eat ice cream anymore, but I'm just going to leave this one package of
yes.
it way in the back of the freezer, yes. just in case.
Oh my God, that's a great analogy. I'm using that one from now on. Yes.
No, get rid of the ice cream. That's not, there is no yes. plan B to have to fall off of this plan.
Yes.
So yeah, 100%. That is awesome. I love that, Lex. Thank you for sharing that. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your work within your fitness studio and helping people create these healthy workout routines and, you know, helping them to stay on track with, you know, what's so important with their physical body, but then realizing that it's more than the exercise, it's more than weightlifting, it's more than cardio, it's, you know, realizing that it's the inner work. And now you're realizing your mission in life, which is to disrupt the health and weight loss industry by exposing secrets and lies that they use to keep women unhappy, unhealthy, and overweight, and how that you're now helping women reach their desired weight permanently so that they can take back full control of their lives and their bodies. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you for your tip.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Lex Vuko through her website, and that's womenssaunaacademy.com. And be sure to follow her on all the various social platforms. Find her through her name, Lex Vuko. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by establishing the four psychological states needed for your potential clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Lex Vuko. And as always, here's to your success.